People often talk about, brother, you just got to keep the faith, or just believe. And people use these expressions as means of encouraging their friend or brother, and that's all well and good. But the truth is, what is faith? What is faith? It doesn't do you any good necessarily to have something if you don't know how to use it or what the purpose is. And faith can be an amazing, life-changing thing if you know the truth about it, if you know how to use it. And I want to look at that in the next few videos as we look at truths about faith. Truths about faith. And today, I want us to look at faith is required for salvation. Faith is required for salvation. It's coming up. Hi, folks. Pastor Scott here at Truths That Transform. Hey, thanks for tuning in and listening today, wherever you might be in the world. We're talking about the truths about faith. We're talking about how faith will change your life. Well, the first thing we got to tack down is that faith is required for salvation, eternal salvation, eternal life, if you will. What am I talking about? The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What does that mean? Preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Faith, there's that word. We're talking about truths about faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. So, in other words, God is defining saving faith as it's not about you. It's not about anything you do. You see, if we're going to go to heaven, God has made it clear in His Word here that we must be saved by faith in Him alone. In other words, depend on Him alone to do all the saving. I'm glad that God made it that way, because God didn't put a cost on salvation. God did not say, unless you pay X amount of dollars, you can't be saved. God didn't do that. The Bible makes it clear that salvation is free. It's absolutely free. And thank God He doesn't put a cost on it to make it available to anybody. I'm glad that God doesn't put so many works on it, like you have to perform so many good works. There's no list in the Bible. There's no list in the Bible about good works. Well, what about the Ten Commandments? No, the Ten Commandments were not put in the Bible for us to try to keep them to be saved. Galatians 2:21 says, for if righteousness come by the law, then is Christ dead in vain. In other words, if you can keep the law, the whole law, the Ten Commandments, everything, perfectly, then why would Christ have come to die on the cross for your sins? No, we can't keep the law, folks. There's nothing physically you can do enough to merit salvation. You can't, friend. In other words, I'm just supposed to give up? Yeah, just give up. Let God do it all. Just come to Him by faith and trust Him. Literally, literally, friend. Maybe you're sitting there listening to this, watching this video, and you're like, man, I've been told that I've got to do this, this, and this, and do good deeds and charitable things and blah, 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 to earn my way into heaven. Well, I'm sorry, friend. That's not what the Bible teaches. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So why don't you take this gift of God? It's simple. All you do is ask Him. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So the first truth we want to learn about faith is that it is required for salvation. You do not earn salvation. You simply trust Christ by faith. It's not baptism. It's not found in works, because He says, lest any man should boast. I mean, what if one guy says, well, I gave so much to my church for this, or I performed so many works, and I did this, and you'd be people bragging all over heaven about what they did and the wonderful them. It's not about us. It's about Him. So, friend, may put your mind at ease. Let me put your mind at ease today, wherever you might be. Why don't you bow your head and receive Christ as Savior the best you know how. Lord, I don't know for sure I'm saved. I don't know that I'm going to heaven, but I ask you to forgive me. I pray that you would take away my sin and give me a home in heaven when I die. Amen. Simple, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So, first truth about faith is it's required for salvation. Why don't you trust him today if you haven't already? I urge you to do so. Thank you for listening.